Okay, we're up to the two dots on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to the two dots. Just one Hosafa that I mentioned that I would start off with. Yesterday, with the Gemara, came up with three possibilities. What exactly the Mishnah was talking about when the Mishnah says that atzavos gidin and nosar are burned on the 16th. So what's the gidin that we're talking about in the Mishnah? It has to be something edible, because you're talking about nosar. Nosar is only by something that's edible. Yet the Mishnah seems to forecast that it's going to become nosar. So, or else it would be included in the word nosar in the Mishnah. So the Gemara had different possibilities. One of them being the Gid Hanasha. That was the different parts of the Gid Hanasha, the fat on top of the Gid Hanasha, the outer Gid Hanasha. But according to the first opinion, is the actual Gid Hanasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Shagas Aryeh asks, why don't we apply the principle of Asi Dochalos Asay? Why don't we say the Asay of Achilas Karban Pesach is Docha the Los Asay of Gid Hanasha? I say, Dochalos, I say, why do you have to say that you're not going to eat it? Just eat it. Why do you say it's edible and people aren't going to eat it? Why don't you say, I say, Dochalos, I say, that's the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Sadek Vav. So therefore, he proves this. This is what that whole Siman is about the Asay Lefnei Hadibur. He has a Chiddush based on a Tosfos that an Mitzvah's Asay that was given before Matan Torah has different strength than an Asay given afterwards. Again, it relates to that issue about Asays being repeated, almost being repeated at Matan Torah. That's what he says. Maybe that's what he uses this question for. But the Arsameach, which we mentioned this Arsameach before, that is, the Arsameach says in Hilchas Chavitz Matzah, you can never say Asi Dochalos Asay by two mitzvahs achila, by a mitzvah achila and an isser achila. You know, you have mitzvahs achila, you can say Asi Dochalos Asay, so you could eat matzah of tevel. You know, Asi Dochalos Asay, so you could the Gid Hanasha, the Karei Pesach. No, it doesn't work. It can't be, says the Arsameach. That's what Hashem wants. It can't be that Hashem says this is Aser. So it can't be that he's going to say it's okay. L'chein, he says, D'zeh lo yitachein, d'avorkim ha'aseh, she'yikuyam, haynu achilas matzah, she'tzivo Hashem yizbarach le'echol dover Aser v'achila. V'achilaso nimna'as b'cheifas Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you to eat this. It can't be that part of the mitzvah is that he says, you can't eat this. It doesn't usually go together. There's an assay, there's sitzes and there's kilayim, there's mila and there's saras, something like that, where they don't have to do with each other. They happen to be together. But we have two mitzvos that relate, one mitzvah and an avira that relate to achila. It can't be said the Arsameach that you would say asi dochalos asay there. That's just the hosafa on the Gid Hanasha discussion. So now we go to the two dots. Yeah. According to the Sagas Aryeh, he said, right, so that's what he talks about. Does that come before Matan Torah? So he says he must assume, like the Chachamim in that Mishnah of Besina Ne'emar Shalachta Bibkomo, according to according to either Shita, that it was not said earlier. It was either repeated earlier or it was put in later. That was Machlokas Rashi Rambam on that Mishnah that we had mentioned. Chul and Dafkuf. Chal Tezayin. Says the Gemara, according to Mishnah, that if the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos, so then you cannot burn the Nosar on the first day of Pesach, because it's Yantif, or on the second day of Pesach, because it's Shabbos. So that's why you have to wait till Tezayin, you have to wait to the, I'm sorry, right, you have to wait till Yud Zayin, which is the third day of Pesach. So ask the Gemara, similar to what we just said for the Shagas Aryeh, B'yamai, Nesi Asay V'yitcheilos Asay. Why don't you say the mitzvahs asay, different asay and los asays here? Why don't you say the asay of burning nosar, the asay of burning nosar, is doche v'los asay of meleches yantif? Why don't you say there asay doche los asay? So four answers given in the Gemara, four answers. Number one, Amar Chizkiyah v'chaytari v'chizkiyah Amar Kra. V'chizkiyah says it's a fairish pasuk to say not, that you don't say asay doche los asay. Los asir imenu ad boker, don't leave over till the morning by Nosar, by Karan Pesach, if you leave over till the morning, you have to burn it. The pasuk doesn't have to say the second time ad boker, it says ad boker twice. These you have to wait till the second morning to burn it, that it's not doche yantiv, and it's not doche Shabbos. Abaya Amar, Amar Kras, second pasuk, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbatu, you're allowed to burn a carbon Ola, the Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos, below Ola Schol b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn a weekday carbon on Shabbos, below Ola Schol b'Yom Tov, and you can't burn a weekday carbon on Yom Tov. And the Pesach carbon is classified as a weekday carbon, because it's from Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to burn, you have to be finished burning and roasting the chalavim of the Karav Pesach have to be burned before Yantif. And if the chalavim have to be burned before Yantif, surely the nosar of this carbon cannot be burned on Shabbos or Yantif, says Rashi. So that is why, second makar, why you can't burn the nosar on Shabbos or Yantif. The basar is roasted beforehand. Basar is roasted beforehand. Right? What did the first Mishnah in Elul Dvarim say? Right? What the Mishnah, what do we know? Kesa Solon. What the first Mishnah in Elul Dvarim say? What's Doche Shabbos? Where is the Samachem base? Elul Dvarim Pesach Doche Shabbos. Shechitaso Zvikaso Umichi Kravov. Tzliaso Eina Doche Nesha Shabbos. Right? Devshar, I think we're supposed to say save and do it beforehand also. I think the Tzli is done beforehand. Sort number three. Rava Amar. Amar Kra, who levado yasa lachem, who levelo machshirav, who, what could be done, talking about ochal nefesh, it could be done on Shabbos, velo machshirav, and any machshirin, any preparatory stages that could be done, that could have been done before Shabbos and Yantif, cannot be done on Shabbos and Yantif, levado, that word levado teaches me, it alone can be done, velo mila shalobizmana, abal bikavachomer, and mila shalobizmana, excluding a mila shalobizmana, Mila not on the eighth day, that you would have learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, Rashi quotes, we have this in Masech Shabbos, from Avoda, from Tzaraas. Either way, you would have learned Mila Shlo Bezmana out to be able to do it on Yantif. So the Pasuk comes and teaches me that you're not allowed to do it. Just like Mila Shlo Bezmana, which is not Dachuf for you to do it today, it can be pushed off till the next day. So too, Nosar is something that does not have to be done today, it can be done the next day, it's already Nosar. So that is the third Makar for why you wouldn't say Asi Dechalos Asi. By the way, the Dvar Avram is a diak from this Gemara. It sounds like if it's a Mila Shalom Bismana, you're not violating every second that you don't have a Mila. You know, it sounds like it, okay, you wait till tomorrow, just like no, so you wait till tomorrow. So he has a discussion of that. And the fourth approach, Rav Ashi Amar Shabbason, the Shabbason the Yantiv Asehu, Ve'inasi Dechalos Asi Vasei. No, Yantiv is not just a Los Asi. Yantif is an asay as well. So, ein asay dochalos asay va'asay. And we discussed in the past, what if you did it anyway? Do you get malchus? Do you say the asay wipes out the los asay and you're left with the asay? Like, asay dochalos asay, but you still have an asay left by Yantif. Or do you say no? Ein asay dochalos asay va'asay means nothing is removed. The asay and the los asay is there. That's a suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, whether you would get malchus if you do the asay being dochal the los asay, does the los asay disappear or not? Period. So four answers why you don't say that. Okay, two or three points on this. I saw in the Margolius Hashas, and he has a halachic discussion. It's not just a machshav al derech drash. He quotes, and the Gemara here says, why don't you say asi docha losa asay? The asay of burning nosar should be docha the losa asay of melacha on yantif. But he notes, if you remember, he quotes a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, in Kuf Mem Gimel, which we're going to talk about in a second. Remember, the Minchas Chinuch says, remember that Tosfos we did in Erevin Daf Kuf, where we spoke about how you have blood that got mixed up, blood that's supposed to be sprinkled one time and four times, it got mixed up, one in the four and four in the one, how much do you do? So one Tana says you sprinkle four times, because you don't want to be over about Tigra. The other one says you sprinkle one time, because you don't want to be over about Tosfos. It goes back and forth. So Tosfos there, little Tosfos on Kuf, Erevin Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, had a Ha'ara. Why don't you say Asi Dochalos Asay? Why do you say Asi Dechalos Asay there? Just sprinkle as many times as you want, four times one time. Tosfos says you never say Asi Dechalos Asay when the only reason that you're in the situation is because you were posheya, because you were negligent. We are later, maybe this relates to Hutra and Tehuya, but that's what Tosfos says. You cannot say Asi Dechalos Asay. You messed up, you mixed up the bloods. So now you want to rely on Asi Dechalos Asay? Forget it. You can't rely on Asi Dechalos Asay if it was your mistake. That's what Tosfos said in the Erev and Daf Kuf. So asks the Minchas Chinuch on our Gemara. So what's going on here? It was Nosar. You left it over. So how can you, what's the Havamin say Asi Dechalos Asay? It's your fault. How can the Gemara even suggest Asi Dechalos Asay? Based on Tosfos and Erevin, that if it was your Pshia, then you don't say Asi Dechalos Asay. So says the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch there says, he argues on what the Sefer HaChinuch there says. Sefer HaChinuch says, who has the mitzvah of burning Nosar? Who has the mitzvah of burning Nosar? Whose mitzvah it is? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Zichrei Kahuna. Only the male kohanim have a mitzvah to burn nosar. As says the Minchas Chinuch, and the Mishnah, according to Mishnah Melech, and then other rabbis say, what are you talking about? If I find nosar on the street, I'm not a kohen. I don't have a mitzvah to burn it. So it's like chametz. You have a mitzvah to get rid of it. You have a mitzvah of sreifas nosar. Who says it's limited to the kohanim? So says the Menachas Chinuch, I think that the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar applies even if you find it. So says the Menachas Chinuch, now to answer the question. In the case of Tosfos and Erev and Daf Kof, where the blood got mixed up, you're the Kohen, you got the bloods mixed up, now you want to do the Zrika, it's your Pshia. But it could very well be that in our case, you're not the one who was Poshea. Because, as we just said, the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar applies to everybody. So it could be that the Kohanim left it over, or somebody else left it over, and I find it. I find Nosar on the street. So that is why you wouldn't apply the principle that you don't say Asa Nochalosa, say if you're Poshea, because it could be that in this case you're talking about a case where you were not Poshea. Okay, so that is a discussion why Asa Nochalosa, say, would be Shayach here. There is another discussion, a simple question that we have to ask. That is, we're talking about Sreifas Nosar. So what about the principle of Mitoch? Mitoch Shehutra Letzarach, Hutra Shalol Letzarach. We know that the principle that you're allowed to turn on the hot water to wash your hands on Yantif. Why? Since it's mutter to heat something up with tzarech ochol nefesh, so to shlo tzarech. So fine, related to Shabbos, it's not going to be docha because there's no principle of mitoch on Shabbos. What about Yantif? So again, some of the answers, maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Maybe the Gemara is saying that no, these are psukim to tell you would have thought yes, but no, you excluded. But there are other answers that can be given as well. Tosfos says in a number of places that you need some little tzarech. Even though it's mutter shelo letzarech, Tosfos says you can't cook something for total no reason. You need a tzarech ksas. So burning noser, that's a tzarech for you. That's nothing to do with you. You could just burn it tomorrow. It's not helping your yantif. That's why you wouldn't apply the principle of mitoch. And the other answer is something that we mentioned again a number of times. I think the last time was on Daf Mem Tes, when we did Psachim, and that is there's a Rashi in Beitza that says, once the Torah says, is machshiv, the destruction of kudshim, or of truma temeya, whatever it is, that's called achshaveh. And that's called, the Torah is machshiv what you're doing, and therefore it's called the malacha. This isn't just tam shelo letzarech. Ha-Torah achshaveh lahavarason, Rashi in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin says. So that is why that you wouldn't be able to do it even on Yantif. Okay, one final point, then we'll get to the next Mishnah. As I mentioned yesterday, the Sefer HaChinuch on breaking the bones, I saw one last night. What about the Sefer HaChinuch on Sreifas Nosar? So again, it gives the Hashkafa behind the Mitzvah. What's the reason you have to burn the Nosar? So what's the Ta'am HaMitzvah? So he gives two ideas. So number one, L'fisha Teva Kol Basar Lihi Paseid V'Shehiya. All meat becomes putrid after a couple days. It becomes disgusting. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to leave the Nosar to a state where you look at Kachim and say, oh, gross. Oh, that smells. Right? Even though there was a nace that the meat never became smelly in the Beis HaMikdash, or woman never miscarried based on it, maybe that's because of the Mitzvah of Nosar. Maybe that's the Mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar. He said, because you don't want to leave it over. Shelo yakutz adam ba'oba recho. V'tachlis ha'kilo yin gomor, and you destroy it in the ultimate way, through fire, even more than Zor L'Ruach Kumat Alayam. That's number one. Number two is a similar idea to the mun, and that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be the type of person that is always worries, what am I going to eat tomorrow, what's going to be, what's going to happen. Burn it today, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you have what to eat tomorrow, so you're allowed to burn it today. Don't worry about it, and that's a part of instilling in us the Midah of Bitachon. Okay, so those are two Tamei HaMitzvot that the Sefer HaChinuch gives in Kuf Mem Gimel. Parsha Sav, last week's Parsha. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, continuing to discuss the Karban Pesach. Ein Sarf and Kachan Biyadav. These could be some of the sources for Ein Sarf and Kachan Biyadav. We had two and three before for the midst of the Makar of Ein Sarf and Kachan. Okay, says the Mishnah. It's Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What this Mishnah means. First, we'll go with Rashi. Says Rashi. Kol ha-ne'echal b'shor ha-gadol ye'achel b'gdi harach v'rashi k'nafayim v'hasechusim. Anything that is edible even when an animal is fully mature, b'shor ha-gadol, if it's still soft then, so then you could use that part of the animal to be yotzei your mitzvah of Karban Pesach, even though Karban Pesach is g'di harach, it's a very young, it's a 1 year old, right? 1 year old in Karbanos means up until 1 year old. It could be 10 days old. Could be from 8 days old, right? That's a miyomash mi bahala yeiratzal karbanisha l'Hashem. 8 days old until 1 year old. So then you could use that part of the animal for the gedi harach from the young animal. So, but if you have a part of the animal that is soft when the animal is very young, but is going to harden by the time the animal would mature, so even though it's soft right now, still you're not allowed to be able to use that to be yotzi your mitzvah of karban pesach. You can't be nimne olav. That is how Rashi interprets the Mishnah. It's about what part of the Karan Pesach could you use to be Yotze your mitzvah. And examples of this, we'll talk about whether this is true, but the example of this seems to be Rashi Kanafayim, the shoulder blades, the Hasachusim, and other types of cartilage in different parts of the animal, as Rashi explains. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara, that it's about, reads the Mishnah, understands the Mishnah, that it's about the parts of the animal that you can be Yotze your mitzvah with. The Rambam, in Hilchos Karan Pesach, and the Ravid disagrees, the Ravid also like Rashi, maybe, or maybe he has a third shita, but at least the Rambam says that no, this Mishnah is talking about the Shviras Etzem, just like the next Mishnah is going to talk about breaking the bones. No, it's talking about which part of the animal has the Isser of breaking the bones. So anything that's going to become, anything that's going to be edible even later, you could eat young, you don't have to be worried about breaking any bones, but anything that's going to be hot, it's going to harden by the time the animal matures, so it has the status of Etzem even now. It's not called Basar even now, so you can't eat it. Because if you eat it, you're going to break the bones of that, because it's considered Shviras Etzem. So that is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam, how to interpret the Mishnah. That's the Rambam Menachos Karan Pesach. Ha'yigdi katan barach shas bosav rachim, lo yachal osan shezesh shover etzem, v'machaloke. And that's with the next Mishnah. So that is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam, to how, what is the pshat of the Mishnah? And the Raiva there says, Manish Tanu Svarosav, I guess it's in the Pesach mode, Manish Tanu Svarosav, Bekama Makomos, Ume Olam O'olah, that's from the Fori, Shebazu, Mishnah, Alisa Shviras Esam. I don't know, that's not what the Mishnah is about. Right? It's about, Rashi says, it's about the Mishnah, it's about the Mitzvah being Nimne. Nothing to do with Shviras Esam. Okay, that's a machlok between Rashi and the Rambam, what the Mishnah is. So keep that Rambam in mind, because we're going to talk about it in a couple minutes. So Rabba, Rami Tanan, Rabba asks a stira, Kol Anecha B'Sharag Al Yechal B'Gdi Arach. Anything that could be eaten by when the ox, discussion why they pick shor. Shor can't be used for Karan Pesach. Either way, just picks that animal to talk about a mature animal. Anything that could be eaten in a mature animal, it's still soft, could be eaten when the animal is still, when it's in a young animal. V'sheino nechalo, mashba, that if it's not edible by the time the animal matures, lo, you cannot eat it now, even though it's still soft now, eima seifa. But if you look at the last two examples, Rashi Kanafai Vaskusim, v'hani lo masachli b'shar gadol, those are two examples that are not eaten. Those two things harden as the animal matures. So what are those examples? So Ella, two ways to read the Mishnah. Ella Tanoi. First way to read the Mishnah is that really, the Mishnah is quoting two opinions. So Machlokas Tanoi. You have to add in some words. V'haki k'sari, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol anecha b'shar ha'golo yachal b'gdi harach. V'sheino necha lo. Opinion number one. V'yesh omrim. And some say no. No, they even these can be eaten. Meaning, even though they're going to become hard, these are examples that are going to become hard, still, those are able to be eaten. Rava Amar, no. Rava says, no, Mahin Ktani. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Vahachi Ktani. It's one opinion. This is what the Mishnah means. Kol Anecha B'Shar HaGadol B'Shalka Yachal B'Gdi Arach B'Tzli. Anything that is edible, when after even the animal matures, so what, it's hard, but if it can be eaten through serious cooking with Shlika, so then Yachal B'Gdi Arach B'Tzli, so then it can be eaten with the G'di Arach when you roast it. So therefore you're right. These two examples at the end of the Mishnah are hard, but they could be eaten when you cook it, so that's all that you need. Umayin, Rashi Chanafai Vaskusim. And those are examples. Those fit in to these cases. They're soft now. They're going to get hard, but they will still be able to be eaten in the future. Tani Kavasi the Rava is a proof to Rava. That's a beferish raya to Rava. But this brisa adds on. V'hagidin harachin nidonin kabasar. Soft gidin, soft sinews, are considered like basar. It's considered like basar because they're soft. Again, not like the gidi hatsavar that we spoke about yesterday. But it's nidonin kabasar, and therefore you can be yotze your current pasach with that. Itmar, says the brisa. Or says the Maimra. Gitin shasofen lahakshos. What if you have sinews that are going to become hard, but right now they're soft? So could you use that? Let's say according to Rashi this means, could you use that for to be nimnai for mitzvah karan pesach? So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar nimnai alei bepesach. Rabbi Shlakash amar ein nimnai alei bepesach. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Rabbi Shlakash says no. Rabbi Yochanan amar nimnai aleihen basar hashta azlinan. Rabbi Yochanan says you can because right now they're soft. You go after now they're soft, so what, they're going to become hard in the future as the animal matures, right now they're soft, you could be yotze. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Nirna Malaya Basar Basof Azlinan. Rish Lakish says, no, you can't use it because you go Basar Basof, because later on they're going to harden, so therefore even right now they're lacking in the definition that you need, and therefore you cannot use it. Eitzvi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one that said you go Basar Hashta, so the kash is from our Mishnah. Kol Necha B'Shar Gol Yochanan B'Gdi Harach Uvahim Rashi Eschus Vazchus Rashi Kedafayim Vazchusim Hani In Of Aginish Zavala Hakshus Lo. Isn't our Mishnah excluding this case? Those examples of the Mishnah are included. Those are Ne'echal B'Shar HaGadol. But these Gidin that are going to harden, they're not included. Those must not, you can't be Yotze. It's a kasha on you, Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, no. Tanani B'Wadin Lahanach. No, these are, could also be included in the Mishnah. Why? Hani, my time, but why are those two examples in the Mishnah included? Damasakli B'Shar HaGadol B'Shakal, because you can cook them even though they harden. So here too, says Rabbi Yochanan. These could also be made edible by cooking, and therefore it would not be a problem. Would not be a problem. So that's why Basar Hashta is still okay. Maybe they're arguing about a case where it's going to harden and you're not going to be able to cook it to make it edible. Rabbi Yochanan would still say that it is Basar Hashta Aslina. Right. Okay. There is a what? Well, no, that's how he interprets the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah's not talking about those kind of cases. Okay, there is a Reb Chaim that we should discuss. Reb Chaim in Siman Lamed Aleph in the Chiddushei Gracha LaShas, where he talks about this Rambam. He says, Sarach Ian, Maimit, based on the Rambam. Remember how the Rambam interpreted the Mishnah? The Rambam interpreted the Mishnah based, it's an issue of Shviras Etzeh. Says Reb Chaim, but if you look in the Gemara now, this is Gidin Hasofon Lehiskashos. Doesn't sound like we're talking about Shviras Etzeh anymore. So Maha Hemshech, according to Rashi, it's all talking about whether you can be used for Karban Pesach. According to the Rambam, what's the Dimyon, what's the Hemshech? So says Reb Chaim, V'nir Rabba Zed, V'emes Taima Boi. Says you'd have to figure out, Hatei Ninim Alei B'Pesach, V'Gidin Arachah Jesofon Lehakshos. Why can't you, let's say Reish Lakish, Gidin Jesofon Lehakshos, these sinews that are going to harden in the future. So right now they're edible. Right now they're food. So what's the big deal? Why can't you use them for Karban Pesach? Why do you care what happens by sofon l'skashos? What's the svara of Reish Lakish? Said, right, there's a mitzvah achila, and you can eat them. So v'nira, says Reb Chaim, v'ikr yisod ha-plotis Reish Lakish v'Reb Yochanan, ibasar hashta azlinan, ibasar sof azlinan, im kivan, the omach lokas, v'Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. Of whether im kiva da atarachim heim shame basar aleim achshav, because right now they're soft, do you call them basar, or do you say that because they're going to ultimately harden, it's not called basar? You know what says Reb Chaim? That's a unique machlokas like Karban Pesach. That does not apply by any other karbanos. By other karbanos, there's a mitzvah achilas hakarban. Who cares if it's called basar, it's not called basar? There's a mitzvah achilas hakarban. So everybody would agree, it's edible. You're eating it, you get the mitzvah, period. Aye, when it comes to Karban Pesach, there's a special mitzvah. What does the pasuk say? Va'achlu es ha-basar ba'layla hazeh. Basar. That's the machlok of the Rebbe Reish Lakish. This is going to harden in a couple of years. So is this called basar? That's the machlok of the Rebbe Reish Lakish. It's specifically and uniquely by Karban Pesach. B'shar kachem lo shaykha kal pukti Rebbe Reish Lakish. The pligi rak linyin shame basar. Aval chazi la'achila l'kuli yama mikri. It's definitely chazi la'achila. Even Reish Lakish agrees, this is roi la'achila, this food. It's just that it might not be called basar. And by other karbanas, you don't need it to be called basar. Mash'ekein, here you do. Upluktayu hurak le'inyin imninim aleyin b'pesach deminui toli b'mitzvahs achilas pesach. And by achilas pesach, there's a din miyuchad that you need basar. That's why Nimnit, the minion to the current Pesach, will be connected to the Shviras Etzem. Because Shviras Etzem is all about, is this called Etzem or is this called Basar? That's the Hemshach for the Rambam. Because the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is specifically about, does this have a shame, Basar? Different than other Karbanos. This Machlokas is not a general Machlokas by other Karbanos. Rabbi, all Karbanos, do you say that something that's going to harden? No! Unique to Karban Pesach. Because other Karbanos just has a mitzvah, Achilas HaKarban. Therefore, anything that's edible can be eaten, and it's part of the mitzvah. Mashiachim, when it comes to Karban Pesach, it's a special din about Achilas Basar HaKarban. That's where you have the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Avin, Kiyazos L'Kamid Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, when you go to Rabbi Avahu, Rami Lay, ask him the following question. Mi'amar Rabbi Yochanan Gidah Shazofa L'Hakshos Ninna Malayim B'Pesach Alabazar Hashdaz Linan. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that these sinews that are going to harden, you can use them because Rabbi Yochanan says you go Basar Hashda? Did he really say that? V'habay Mi'nei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. If you look at Maseches Chulin, Reish Lakish asked from Rabbi Yochanan, from the statement there, or harosh shel egel harach ma'oshi yitame. If you have the soft skin that goes on the skull of the calf, ma'oshi yitame, is that skin mitame tumas ochlin? Meaning now it's soft and it would have hardened. So do you say it's mitame? V'amalo ein mitame. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, it's not mitame. Why? Because you go by the future. Alma basar sofas linan. Steered Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan here says you go basar hashta, and therefore it's called basar. Over there it says you go basar sof, and therefore it's not called Ochel. So Amalei said, Rabbi Avahu, Deramalcha, the one who asks you, who lochash lekimcha, the one who asked you didn't check on his flour. That means he didn't check what he was grinding. If he was grinding flour or wheat or garbage, Rashi says, so less. So what kind of question is that? He didn't do his research. Ha-hadibir Rabbi Yochanan l'gabi derish lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was choserbo. We already know Rabbi Yochanan was choserbo. Why was he choserbo? Because Rashi quotes the continuing of the conversation there. We just had the last line of the Gemara. Va'amar lei, al takni teini shebalashin Yochanan ishana osa. Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Chulin was asked a question from a Mishnah that seemed to say basar hashta, and he answered, that's a das yachid. Don't ask me about that basar hashta. So you see, he doesn't hold basar hashta. You see, he holds the basov azlinen. So says the Gemara, he was obviously choserbo. And he obviously holds, like Reish Lakish, that basar sof azlinen. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisan hashover esa etzen ba pesach hatahor. If you break a bone of a current pesach that is tar, harezel lo karbaim. So you get malchus. You get lo karbaim 40 malchus. Aval. Why? Because that is, to allude to what was coming, that's a lav sheyesh ba maisa, right? That has a maisa, and therefore you get malchus. Abel hamoser b'tahor v'hashover b'tameh ein lokes arba. But if you leave over b'tahor by a current pesach, by a regular tahor karban, right? If you cause nosar, you dafka on purpose, do not eat the karban v'hashover b'tameh, or you break the bone of a karban tameh. There, you don't get malchus. We'll talk about why in the Gemara. The Menachas Chinuch just points out that these two aren't exactly the same. Hamosir b'tahar, you're not going to get malchus. You violated the Aveira, though. Right? You did the Isser of Losa Siri Menu Ad Boker. The Isser of Shover b'tameh might not be Asser, that act might not be Asser at all of Shover b'tameh. The Mosir b'tahar, for sure, is an Isser. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Moser B'Tahar. I understand why Moser B'Tahar does not get Malchus. The Tanya, why? Losasir Mimenu Ad Boker. Because the Pasuk says, don't leave over till the morning. Vahanos Mimenu Ad Boker V'Chulu. Baha Kasav Litin Asay Acher Los Asay. Lomar She'ein Loke. Right, because it says, don't leave over. And if you do leave over, you have to burn it. So you see, there's an Asay here. Right, this is what was called a Lav Hanita Klasay. A Lav that can be fixed by an Asay. And therefore, you don't get Malchus. Why? Related to what we've discussed a number of times, which we'll see. This is the second day of Rashi. Rashi also says the first day. Second day here of Rashi says, if you look in Masech, in Parshas Kiseitse, it says, Arboim Yakenelo Yosef, it says the mucker for Malchus. Right near that is the law of muzzling your animal. Osasom Shor B'disho, as we were alluded to yesterday, actually. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal in the field. You have to let your animal graze on its own. So the Gemara learns out that anytime you're chayav malchus, it has to be a lav that's dumya de lav dechasima. It has to be similar to that lav. Just like the lav of muzzling has an act associated with it, so too you only get malchus for a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Just like that lav does not have an asay that helps you fix it, so too you don't get malchus for a lav anita klasay. What about, and also it's not a lav shebeklolos, and it's lav, not a lav anita l'teshlumen. All the different laws about which lavim you get malchus on and which you don't. So here too, it's a lav anita klasay, and that's why you don't get malchus, because it's, you know, you left it over, but you could burn it. The first day of Rashi, look at the first day of Rashi, the first day of Rashi says, this isn't part of the larger principle of Dumizalav Chasima. There's a specific reason why a lav anita glase doesn't get malchus. Why? Kol lav shenita glase ain't lokin alav. Any lav that can be fixed by an asay, you don't get malchus. The mashma zuhi takanaso im tavra lav asay zos vihinatzel. Because it's mashma from the Torah. The Torah says, if you did this, then burn it. So it sounds like that's what the Torah wants you to do. It doesn't want you to give malchus. It sounds like this is the reaction. This is what you're supposed to do if this happens. So that's a specific reason for lava nidah lase. The va'od of Rashi is the general. The lodami lo'av dechasima sha'anas nashalakas nesbachlo. So 2 days in Rashi, where the lava nidah lase has its own reason why you don't get malchus, or is part of the larger issue. Actually, the first day of Rashi sounds like another principle that we have. What did Rashi say? This avera has an ase written with it, so it must be that this ase is all that you do. Remind you of anything? We didn't have it yet. I don't think there's a principle of Maseches Chulin that comes up. That's a while. But principle that you usually kofin al mitzvah saseh. Bezdin does kfiya for if somebody's not doing a mitzvah saseh. Bezdin has the right to be kofa a person. But the Gemara says that you're not kofa on a mitzvah that matan schara betzita. The Gemara says where the schar is written in the Torah. So the Torah tells you what you're going to get if you do this mitzvah. So it says the Gemara that you don't, based on how Rashi interprets the Gemara, you're not kofa on a mitzvah. I say where the Torah already says what the result is going to be. So the Torah says you don't do anything else. You're going to lose. And the Torah says what you're going to get. So if you don't do it, you're going to lose. But the Torah says the only thing that you're supposed to do from this mitzvah. You don't do any kfiyah because the person sees right in front of him what's going to happen. He has to do this. He's going to get this schar, like staka. Or other examples. You're going to get this char if you do this mitzvah. So here too, similar, not exactly, this first day of Rashi, the Torah says exactly what should happen after you do this, after this Los Asay occurs. So that's why we don't say that Malchus should take place. Okay, either way, the first day of the Gemara, why is there no Malchus by leaving over Noser? Because it's a Lavanita Glaseh. Tiberi Rabbi, Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Lo Ben Hashem Uzet. No, that's not the correct reason. El Mishum to Havi Lelav She'ein Bo Maisa. Vein Lokana Love. Leaving over Noser is Lashay Bamaisa. Lashay Bamaisa, you don't get Malchus, right? 2 days, whether it's a Lav Anita Glase or Lav Shein Bamaisa. 2 reasons why there's no Malchus for leaving over Noser. Actually, if you look in the Rambam quotes the reason of Lav Hanita Glase. The Rambam says there's no Malchus on Noser because it is a Lav Anita Glase. And the Mishnah Melech wonders, isn't the second's reason more inclusive? If you look at the Maseches Makos, Gemara discusses what if it's a lava nita glase and then the ase becomes impossible, right? Let's say gezel, right? Gezel, actually you could always return value. Let's say it gets burned up. Let's say the noser gets burned up or gets lost. So it says the Mishnah Melech that you should get malchus because it's no longer a lava nita glase. It's not b'malchus that it doesn't get malchus. No, the Gemara at the end of Malchus says that no, if the ase becomes impossible, bitlo mevuto becomes impossible. So then you get malchus. So according to the Rambam only quotes that reason, Lav Anita Glase. But it's still Lav Shein B'maisa, so shouldn't the Rambam quote the more inclusive reason? Ask the Mishnah Malach. Oh, so right, that's a question. If you make, what is a Lav Shein B'maisa? Is that, right, the Rambam says by Losach mode. By Losach mode, you don't violate until you cause the person to give it to you, but you don't get malchus because it's Lav Shein B'maisa. So, by Yor B'yimatze is, if you have to go by Chametz, that's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, but if you go by Chametz, you know, it is. That's a separate issue, which I'm going to get to now. Three-way machlokas rishonim, if something is a lav she'en bo maisa, but you could sometimes do it through a maisa. So does that change here, right? You can buy, you could do it, act. You could buy noser. But again, we just said before, the mitzvah noser is even if it's not yours. The mitzvah sreifa. And the violation is, you know, if you left it over, if it's your responsibilities. I don't know if it could work out. But either way, that is what the Mishnah Malach asks in the Rambam. Why doesn't he quote the more inclusive reason? Wouldn't you get malchus if you lose the noser? So answers the Bruch Tam, one of the svarim they use in the yeshivas. Tiras at Bruch Tam, he has a whole section on Asi Doch Alos Asay. Should be noser zesh shonim yishar lav anita glase. No, the difference is, this noser is not a regular case of lav anita glase. Shegamim lo yachol lisrov oso ein lokan alav. Says the Bruch Tam, even if you wouldn't be able to burn it, if it wouldn't be able to burn noser, meaning it gets lost, you still would not get malchus. Why? Kivan shebechol lav anita glase ha'asi misakin alav. Usually in asay, the asay fixes the law. For example, you stole $100 from somebody. When you give it back, so you kind of redid history. You stole it, but now when you give it back, you totally fixed it. That's why, if you don't do the asay, the law still totally stands there, but you usually get malchus. Sh'alidei shavaso okeres alav. But here, what happens? What's the aveir by noser? Leaving over noser. So when you burn it, you didn't leave over noser? But you did leave over noser. This isn't a regular lav anita glase. No, Hari Ikra Labush Lo Hoser Alola Hoser Lechol Sakol Patops Mano. This is not a like a regular lava digital assay. This is a Gilui Miyucha Chezeb Makam Malkus. Maybe similar to the first day of Rashi. Maybe that's why Rashi has to give that reason. That it's not that this is a regular assay that's besakin the lav. This is a gilui from the Torah that the assay is that this lav does not get malchus. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to burn it. But it's not that the assay is besakin the lav. So maybe says the Bruch Tam, this is not a regular case of lav nitik assay, and therefore even if the assay would not be possible, you would still not get malchus. Maybe that's why. Again, I didn't get to see it inside. I was looking for it yesterday. I have one at home, but it's a big piece. I couldn't find it, but. Maybe that is why, based on that first day of Rashi. Maybe that's why Rashi has to get that first day off, because this is not a regular case of Lavadi Tikla Asay.
He gets the first day of Rashi. No,
he says Zuhi Takanoso. Zuhi Takanoso, yeah, Zuhi Takanoso and not Malkus. But not Zuhi Takanoso that's going to be okay what was done.
The
right, Zuhi Takanoso and Tavar. And save yourself and don't get Malkus. Right. Because Daveira was done. Okay. Anyway, those are the two deos of Rashi, the Rabbam, the Mishnah Melech, and the Bruch Tam. So now we continue. So those are the two reasons why you don't get Malkus on leaving over Nosar, El Shover B'Tamimin Allah, continuing the Gemara. What about breaking the bone of a Tamei Karen Pesach? So why do you not get Malkus for that? You can't break the bone of it. It means when the carbon is kosher, but if it's a Tamei carbon, a Pasul carbon, there is no problem with breaking the bones of the Karen Pesach. Period. Tana Rabbanon. The Etzim Lassish Ruvo, Bobo, Bakashim Lob Apostle. The Tana Kama says what we just said. The Makar 4, not that there's no Isser of breaking the bones of a current Pesach, is Bo only by a Kasher of current Pesach and not by a Apostle one. Rabbi Omer, second daya, different Limud, Babais Echad Yeachel, the Etzim Lassish Ruvo. There's a smichas apsukim. It says in one house you should eat the carbon. The very next part says you can't break the bones of the carbon. So we compare edibility to breaking the carbon. Whatever is edible, you could has the isser. Whatever is not edible, you do not have the isser. My benai, what's the difference between these two limudim? Keep them in mind. One limud that it only applies to kosher and not fossil carbonos. The other one, it applies to edible carbons, not edible carbonos. So the Gemara now, for the rest of the blot, is going to give eight possibilities. What is the difference, the nafkamina, between the Tanakama and Rebbe? Eight nafkaminas. Number one, I'm Rebbe Yirmiyah. Pesach haba b'tumah yikibinayu. Maybe the difference is a Pesach that comes b'tumah. Tumah t'chuyi b'tzibur. Right, so in that case, is there an Isser if most of Klai Yisrael are tumah? And they bring the carbon. So is there an Isser of breaking the bones by that carbon Pesach? So it depends. Lamanda Omar Kasher, according to the one who says, it only depends by a Kasher carbon, how possible. This one is possible. It's tumah. But it is royal achila, as the Mishnah says earlier. A current pesach haba betuma is eaten, so that's one nafkamina. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Amar no. Ki hai gavna tukul yama eba b'shem shvira zetzem. Everybody would agree that in that first case, if it's pesach haba betuma, for sure there's no isser of shvira zetzem. Why? To Rabbi la kule kaasi, because Rabbi is coming to be meiko. V'hai, there's a question. The Bach takes out those four words. Because that already is already a kasha. Rebbe is going to be makel, so that can't be the case. Or just say the next four words. V'hai ha'pasalu. It's puzzle, of course. There can't be anybody that says that the nisra shvuris etzem. So Ella says of Yosef, shot number two. Ha'isalu shasa kosher ben ifsal ikibedayu. The machlokas is if the skar pesach was fine and kosher and only became puzzle at the ends of the process, at the ends. According to the one who says kosher, it was kosher during the avoda, and therefore you would have an isra shvuris etzem. But according to the one who says it has to be edible, so lamaisa right now it's not edible. You can't eat it. It's pasul, and therefore you would not have the isra shvuris etzem. Number three, Abai Amar Kolki Agavna Ainbo Bishishvira Satsam. Abai says, no, in a case where it became pasul, everybody would agree there's no longer an isser. So what? That it was kosher throughout. Right now it's pasul, there's no isser. My time, why? Hashem Yah pasul, it's pasul nehu. Ella, what's the machlokas? Shvira Satsam Mibod Yo Mikibinayu. The machlokas is, what about breaking the bones on Erev Pesach, before the time to eat it? Lamanda Amar Kasher HaKasher Hu. According to the one who says the reason is, again, Kasher means that the Isser only applies by Kasher Karbanos and not Pasul Karbanos. So here's a Kasher Karban. Lamanda Amar Royal Achila HaShalah Bar Achilu. But according to the one who says it has to be Royal Achila, so right now it is not Royal Achila. So the Chalokas is there an Isser Shiris Etzem on Pesach, Erev Pesach, afternoon. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Ashas, here has the Ha'ara. What about, it says on Erev Pesach is not Roy Lachila, so what about Tosefes Yantif? Can you make early Pesach? Okay, you won't start the Seder yet. But what if you make early Pesach, and therefore, isn't this time, so you don't do it, but isn't it Roy Lecho? So you're not going to, isn't it Roy Lecho? So, two answers. I mean, he doesn't discuss this fully, but he says, what you could say, we've discussed in the past, the Hagir of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif. Is it really that the calendaric day has started earlier? Or do you say, no, you're allowed to be Mekadesh Shabbos, even though it's Friday? So you could say that's one answer, that you could say that this proves that even if you make it early, it's still not the day. It's still not Ra'i Lachila, right? Like the Machlokas, whether if you make early Shabbos, you have to make sure that you have to have a Kazayis of bread that night. Right, it's the machlokas, the taz of the marshal by Shmini Atzeres. You let it sit in the sukkah, in your house or in the sukkah, right? Depending if you're in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres night. Anyway, that's the horror that he brings up. What about Tosefes Yantif? So this was answer number three. So Meisvei, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe doesn't like this answer. Why? Because Rebbe says, Nimne ma'moach shebaroshvei, Nimne ma'moach shebakolus. You're allowed to be Nimne, meaning you're allowed to appoint people for the current Pesach. On the moach shebarosh, the marrow that is in the skull, that you're able to can be considered edible in order to use for the current Pesach. Rashi explains, because the moach in the head, you can like use some kind of straw and suck out the marrow inside. Ve'nimna moach shebakolus, but the moach, the marrow in the thigh bone, there's no way to get to it unless you break the bones. So therefore, you cannot use that to be nimna for current Pesach. So ask the Gemara, Al Moshe Barosh, my time, why are you able to use the Moshe Barosh, Hov Yachol Garwal Asiya? Because you can put in this straw and get it out. But if you're telling me, Abaya, if you're telling me that on Erev Pesach, according to at least one opinion, there's no Isser of breaking the bones, Kulas Nami. So even the bear of the thigh bone, Nisrei Mi Bod Yom, break the Pesach on Erev Pesach, V'nafku L'moach Didei, and take out the Moach, the marrow from it, V'nim Nole. So take it out. Right, so if you can break the bones of Erev Pesach. So Abaya says, come on, one second. Ulatimeich, even according to your reasoning, even after nightfall, why don't you do the following? Nicey Gumer, so bring a hot coal, v'nechas, and they put it on the bone, v'nikla, and burn a hole in the bone, v'nachla moach today, and take out the moach from then. V'nimni alei, and use it. Why? To hatanya, because we have a brisa that says that's not called Shvira Setzem. Aval hasoreif atzamos. If you burn the bones, va'machatich megidin, you cut the sinews. Ein bo mishvim shvir setzem. So even according to you, why don't you say that you could do that on Pesach night? Elamai zechal meimar. What are you going to tell me that there's a gzeirah d'rabanan problem? Abai amar mishum paka. Abai said, no, you don't want to put the burning hakol on it because paka, the burning might cause the bones to break. It might not just cause a hole. Or Rava amar mishum hefsir kashim the kamafs lebiadayim because you might put the coal down there, but that might itself burn directly some of the marrow inside, and therefore you don't want to do that. Dilma achanura mimoch titei. So too says Abai is fine with me. So too, just like you have your Gzeiras Rabbanan, I also would have my Gzeiras Rabbanan. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to break the bones on Erev Pesach. Okay, there's a discussion of Kiva Eger on this line, but hopefully we'll save that for tomorrow. Let's try to continue first. Answer number four, Rav Papa Amar. No, Rav Papa says, for sure, Erev Pesach, there is an Isser. My time, because you could be able to eat it tonight. So therefore, Erev Pesach for sure has an Isser of Shviras Etzem. Ella, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is where you have a limb of the current Pesach, where part of it went out of its place, went out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Mad amar kasher hakasheru. So according to the one who says, is there an Isser of Shviras Etzem by that limb? So mad amar kasher, and because the part that went out, just imagine you have to break off. Because that's puzzle. You want to eat the rest of it. So are you allowed to break it, or do you have to like peel off the meat that went out? So my daber kasher, according to the one who says the isra shvira setzem applies only by kasher karbanis and not puzzle hakasheru. This limb is still kosher. The part that's inside. But the spots, Rashi explains, the spot where you're going to cut the animal, cut the limb, that's not the Roy Lachila. So therefore, it is kosher, but it's not Roy Lachila. Tosas does not answer the question. Tosas, in the little Tosas Aver, just asks, why do you call it a kosher carbon and say it's not Roy Lachila? Why does the kosher versus pasul, you go by the whole limb, and the Roy Lachila versus inner Roy Lachila goes by that spot? Just answers the question. But the Gemara assumes that for some reason. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer, Eber Shiasa Miksasa, Vishavro, Eber Mishir Shvira Zetzem. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha says, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that it could be that a neighbor that went out partially does not have an Isser Shvirat Etzem like this second Manda Amar here. That is all number four. Number five, Rashi Brei Ravidi Amar, Koki Agar Rut Kuli Amar, Eibo B'Shur Shvirat Etzem. No, for sure, there is no Isser anymore breaking the bones. The high Eber Pasul who? Ella, because that Eber is Pasul. Ella, so what's number five? Shvirat Etzem Bina, Ika by Nahu. Breaking the bone while the Korban Pesach is half cooked. Right? No. So you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Isser Achila of this, but you know what? You could just keep cooking it and it'll become roy. So says the Gemara, Ma'adam Kasher Akasher, it's still a Kasher carbon. You just have to roast it more. Ma'adam Roy Lachila, Hashta in a Roy Lachila, but it's not edible right now, and therefore there's an Isser to eat it. Al Tochlim Imenu Na. So that's why the Isser wouldn't apply according to that Ma'adam Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar number six, Kokia Gavna Yishma Mishin Shvir Zatzem. No! There would for sure be an Isser Shvirat Etzem. My time of why? To Chazi Lachila. You can make it Roy Lachila. To Matvi Levachila. Keep roasting it. So what's number six? El Shvirat Ha'aliyah Ikebenayu. Breaking the bone in the tail. In the tail of the set. L'madamar Kasher HaKasher Hu. It's a kosher part of the animal. L'madamar Roy Lachila. Hi, in a Roy Lachila. Da'ayu L'gavoa Salka. Right? It's not Roy Lachila because it goes L'gavoa. Remember the story in Dav Gimel? All the beginning of the Masechta, where Yehudah Mesera sends him. Oh, tell him you want from the tail. Right? Dav Gimel Mabez. So says the, that's what the Machlokas is about. Breaking the bones of the tail. That's what the Nafkamina is. So, Ravashi says, number seven, Koge Agavna Vada Emo Mishur Shvirat Etzem. No, there's for sure no Aveira of Shvirat Etzem by the tail. The Havada in a Roy Lachila cloud, because that's being Hukrav. That's not Roy Lachila. Ella, Aver She'ein Alav Kazayas Basar Ikebenayu. The Machlokas is where you have a limb that has less than a Kazayas of meat on it. Lamandam are Kosher HaKosher. Oh, it's still kosher. Lamandam Roy Lachila, Be'ina Shir Achila Valeka. According to my number, it says you need Roy Lachila. No, you need a Shir Achila on the bone, and you don't have it. Ravina Amar, number eight, finally, Koki Agavna, less being Mishur Shvirat Etzem. No, if it doesn't have a Kazayas on the bone, it's for sure not a problem with Shvirat Etzem, to be in a Shir Achila. Ella, what's the Machlokas? Aver She'ein Olav Kazayas Basar B'Makam Zeh. The Yishlov Kazayas B'Makam Acher, Ika Benayo. Machlokas is where this limb does have a Kazayas of Basar, just not in one spot. It's in different spots. Lamanda Amar Kosher HaKosher Hu. So according to the one that says it's kosher, so then this is a kosher carbon, therefore there would be an Isser Shvirat Etzem. Lamanda Roy Lachila, bin a Shir Achila, Baka Shvira, Vahaleka. According to the one that says Roy Lachila, so you need that amount in one spot of the breaking Vahaleka. You don't have this. So we have eight sheetas. Two more lines. Tanya Karbominayu. We have a brisa that supports four of these answers. Four of these lines are in this brisa. The Tanya, the brisa says, Rabbi Omer, Bevais, Rabbi says, right, Rabbi was the second opinion. Rabbi was the one that says, you need Roy Lachila. Bevais, Echad Ye'achel, Ve'etzel L'sish Bruvo, Al HaKosher Hu Chayiv, Ve'edo Chayiv Al Apostle. But Kosher here really means Roy Lachila, as we'll see. Ha'isol Shasa Kosher, Ve'etzel B'shas Lachila, Eimo B'shush Shvir Setzen. It's if it's possible at the time you want to eat it, there's no Isser Shvir Setzen. This was like number two on top of Yosef, that it, the issue, the Machlokas is about, Shasa Kosher. Yesh bo shir achila, yesh bo mishur shvir etzem. Ein bo shir achila, ein bo mishur shvir etzem. This was number seven. That you need a shir kizayis on the bone. Haroy lamizbeach, ein bo mishur shvir etzem. That was the alya. That was number six. And if his roy lamizbeach was no iser, b'shas achila, yesh bo mishur shvir etzem. Shalom b'shas achila, ein bo mishur shvir etzem. That was number three. That it's mi bo'od yom. Mi bo'od yom is the machlokas. Period. So you see that the last four out of the eight are in this brisa of Rebbe. Okay, we'll stop here. But tomorrow, we'll remind me to mention the thought of Rebbe Eger on this Gemara, and then we will, Rebbe Hashem, move on.